What happens when Shakespeare meets the Anywhere Festival right here in Moreton Bay? Today we find out. Our guest, Lillian Macarone, actor, singer, songwriter, is one of the most versatile artists in Queensland's Shakespeare ensemble. With over a decade of experience bringing the Bard to life, she is the perfect guide into this incredible event. Good morning, Liliana.
Good morning.
Now, Liliana, tell us about this Anywhere Festival. We're bursting to find out all about it.
So the Queensland Shakespeare Ensemble has a series of short productions of Shakespeare that we call the Shakespeare Shorts. And those productions are really, really versatile. They're quite short. They're very accessible. When I say short, the average Shakespeare production might run for around 2 hours, depending on the cut. These ones are probably around 40, 45 minutes in total. Very punchy, very funny, very lively, audience interactive. And we find really accessible and a lot of fun for people of all ages.
It sounds like a lot of fun. So give us a little bit more information.
Well, we've got a couple of different performances coming up for Anywhere Festival. We have our classic half-hour Hamlet, which is performing. It's Hamlet. We call it Hamlet with all the procrastination cut out. So really, really down to the essence of what that show is, put together in a way which is quite entertaining, involves music and action. It's pretty fun.
Now, Liliana, you've sort of made a little note here, pick and remix. Explain that to us.
Yes. So our pick and remix is a really fun festival production. So what happens is the core cast are rehearsing three different plays. We have our half-hour Hamlet that I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. We have an express Macbeth, and we have instant Romeo and Juliet. So these shows, again, run for about 45 minutes in their entirety. We have this lovely festival lineup, which is the actors show up having rehearsed all three. There are slightly different casts across those productions. They overlap a little bit. But until the audience comes in, mingles, meets people, and gets a sense of what they want to see, we don't know what we're playing that night. So it could be any of those three shows.
Okay. So what can the audience expect?
Well, again, the beginning of the evening will be a bit of mingling with the cast. I won't give away what happens exactly, but let's say some little hints and whatnot about what they could expect from each of the productions is shared, and then the audience votes.
Okay.
They get to choose.
So you said earlier it's quite interactive with the audience, so that must make it a really special situation, Liliana, because that wouldn't normally happen, would it?
Well, interestingly, I mean, Shakespeare is old enough to have not had the fourth wall. So the way that Shakespeare's written and performed means that audience interaction, audience engagement is kind of inherent in those scripts. However, actually bringing audience into the show, that is the extra step. And we are an ensemble that are used to playing with audience. So people are very welcome to engage at their level. Our cast is very intuitive. If there are people who are really keen, they might actually get up and join the show. If there are people who are less keen and just want to have their drink and chill out, they'll probably just get some, mild attention.
And Liliana, with the audience, now that you're going to have some diehard Shakespeare fans, aren't you? And what about total first-timers? How are they going to experience this?
Honestly, I think this is a really wonderful way to first experience Shakespeare. Like I said, it isn't a 2 hour plus production. Mm-hmm. It's quite short. It's very accessible. The way that we engage with Shakespeare anyway is quite embodied. The elements of audience interaction give you those opportunities to feel like you're part of the show, settle in, be comfortable, be able to be that little bit more open to hearing and experiencing something that's different. But most importantly, the way that we deliver the text has that clarity. It makes it accessible.
Okay. Now, earlier you said that people get to vote. So tell us about this win and, that part of it where the audience can vote and pick a winner, I suppose.
Yeah. So, like I said, actors will mingle before the show. Mm-hmm. There'll be a little bit of kind of hinting at what each of the productions might involve. And then the audience goes through the process of voting for the one that they want to see. The actors have a time limit in which they have to set up everything and get ready to go. So there's a lot of lovely little festival elements in there, you know, really putting actors under the press. Okay, you've got this much time, you're doing this show, good luck, off you go. Entertain us.
Now, backtracking just a little bit, Liliana, is this has been going since 2001. What do you think has just kept this thriving for 25 whole years?
Oh, goodness, that's such a good question. It is quite impressive. As an independent theatre company, we are celebrating our 25th birthday this year. And we've got quite a lovely history, and we'll be doing a birthday celebration in July to sort of celebrate that, which is nice. So as a current core member, getting to go through those archives and sort of look through, many, many core ensemble members, past and present, have contributed to what's thriving in the company. I will say, like, personally, I find the way we work is energizing. It's a lot of hard work. Mm-hmm. You know, we are, the core company actually runs the company. So we're not in that position as many actors are of, I get hired a few weeks before I come onto the theater space and I play for a period of weeks and then my job is done. Mm-hmm. We are the company year round. And so I think it's intrinsic to the longevity that the work is energizing, and I find personally playing Shakespeare is constantly inspiring, it's expanding, the process is ever evolving, and the ensemble is an ensemble. We work together, we collaborate, we lift each other up, we inspire each other, and we keep mm-hmm. each other going.
Good. It's sort of, well, for going for 25 years, Liliana, certainly has got something going for it. Can you just give us a little bit of a perspective on Liliana personally?
Oh,
sorry to put you on the spot there.
A perspective on Liliana personally. Mm. Oh, goodness. Can I ask for a slightly more specific question than that?
Okay, well, you've been doing this for 10 years plus, I believe. Now, you know, what keeps you coming back?
Yes, I have actually been with QSE, so the Queensland Shakespeare Ensemble. I've been a core member there for around a decade, mm-hmm. doing Shakespeare longer than that, obviously. For me, I found QSE at a time when I was really looking to settle and to find an artistic home, and the fact that I'm still here a decade later, mm. I think tells you that I did find that. The lovely thing for me about working with QSE is, yes, I get to perform as an actor and I get to perform in classical texts, doing Shakespeare and other works. We do modern texts as well, but I'm very much a collaborator. I really enjoy ensemble, and the opportunities within the company for me are not just as an actor. You know, I get to contribute as a teaching artist. I'm one of the company facilitators. Good. So we run training in voice and text. In Theatre of the Oppressed, which is another facet of forum theatre community engagement. And I guess it ticks a lot of boxes for me. I'm a musician. I get to write music for shows and direct music for shows. Mm. And I really do love that collaborative nature and the way that all of these things overlap for me. Yeah. So it is constantly a font that keeps filling me up in a variety of ways. And I think variety for me is important, and I do get a lot of that with QSE. It's just really rewarding. Especially the community engagement part, really rewarding.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Lillian, by the sounds of it, it sounds that the acting is a big part of it, but being able to pass that knowledge on to others is very big as well.
I mean, yes, for a teaching artist, I mean, that's thrilling, whether it's with adult participants in training workshops, whether it's community members who are engaging through their organisations, or whether it's kids, it is thrilling. Yeah. Because it's Shakespeare opened up something in me all those years ago, and I constantly find the process of playing it is self-discovery. And so it's just really lovely to see people tap into that and find facets of themselves, awaken themselves to that.
Good. And Liliana, just give us a little wrap up and show details, because we haven't given that to our listeners yet. We've told them all the exciting stuff, but they need to find out how they can get there and what they can do about it.
Yes, absolutely. Let me just bring up the details so that I get them all right.
Okay.
So it's the Queensland Shakespeare Ensemble. We're performing as part of the Anywhere Festival in Moreton Bay. We've got two different productions that are happening. Our pick and remix is that Macbeth, Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet walk into a festival bar. Anyone that's keen to come in and have a vote on the show that they want to see that night and see how the actors step up to that challenge. The first show happens on Saturday the 9th of May at 7 p.m. at the North Lakes Community Centre, and the second show is Friday the 22nd of May at 7 p.m. and that's at the Hills District Community Centre in Arana Hills, so across the different parts of Moreton Bay there. We also have our half hour Hamlet. If Hamlet is your jam, if you want to hear that to be or not to be and maybe with a special little spin on it, get to the Hip Hops Brewers, the Sheds at Brendale, on Sunday the 17th of May. It's at 1 p.m. Great for all the family.
Oh, wouldn't that be good fun? I can just see that now. Now, there is a charge for this.
Yes, the tickets are $18 for adults, $10 for children. At the brewery bar there for half hour Hamlet. For the Pick and Remix Festival show, all tickets are $25, and that includes a drink on arrival.
That's all right.
So pretty good.
Yeah. How can people book and find out a little bit more?
Yep, so they can book through the Anywhere Festival website. Of course, you are always welcome to visit Queensland Shakespeare Ensemble's website, where we do have all those details. That's www.qldshakespeare.org.
Now, Liliana, before I let you go, is there any final message that you want to tell our Moreton Bay listeners?
Well, listen, I'm a resident of Moreton Bay. I've been here for a while. I was very excited when the Queensland Shakespeare Ensemble was able to branch out into our Anywhere Festival here. I'd say come along. It's a fun show. It's a really, really lovely evening or afternoon, if that's what you're choosing to do. Mm-hmm. Well, Moreton Bay audiences are really engaging. They're a lot of fun. Come out, meet your community, see some theatre, have a good time.
Liliana, thanks very much for talking to us today. And listeners, that was Liliana Macarone, and of course from this Shakespeare Ensemble. Now, what a joy to hear her passion and playfulness behind Queensland's Shakespearean Ensemble's work. Liliana, thank you so much. And whatever it is, pick and remix or half hour of Hamlet, there's truly something for everyone at the Moreton Bay Anywhere Festival. Go on, grab your tickets. Liliana's giving you the information, so do it. Thank you for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.